Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A new set of walking trails could soon open up near Vernonville as the Northumberland Land Trust has acquired 332 acres of land. The land, which is ideal for hiking, bird watching, and loving nature, is surrounded by several species of trees and is home to 15 at-risk species. Amanda Newell, Executive Director of the Northumberland Land Trust, speaks to the diversity of the property.
So, yeah, it's our largest donation to date. It's our largest property that we hold. It's very exciting. Major things happening. This was a donation by Rob and Frida Kennedy. It's actually their second land donation to Northumberland Land Trust. And it came about because they are big believers in land conservation and amazing foundational supporters to our organization. Rob has been the chair of the board for many years, and Frida has been a very active board member and volunteer. Rob and Frida actually purchased this property in 2016 from a man named Derek Lorraine, who really wanted to see the land protected and trusted that Rob and Frida would do that. And they've really done it by offering permanent protection through donation.
Just describe the ecosystem, the landscape of this property, please.
Sure. So 332 acres of mixed wood forest, cultural meadows, wetlands and vernal pools, as well as Piper's Creek, which is a tributary to Cold Creek, which flows through the eastern section of the property. Cold Creek is known for providing habitat for fish species, including brook trout, which is an exciting species to have on the property. Mixed wood forest is regionally significant woodlands identified in Northumberland County's official plan. The species included in the forest are maple, ash, birch, pine, hickory, bitternut and shagbark hickory, oak, some old growth hemlock, which is beautiful, and some pine plantations as well.
So then what's the next steps for the Northumberland Land Trust in studying this, opening it to the public? What are your next plans?
Great question. So one thing that's really exciting about this property is that it actually has a really well-established trail system that Rob and Frida have taken really good care of and developed over the years. So the property will be fully open to the public. It offers something like 8 kilometers of trail. It's so exciting to be able to offer these forested trails to the public. The trails actually wander through meadow areas as well. And the thing that we are going to need to be working on when we think of future stewardship is helping. We need to get some volunteers on board for helping maintain these trail systems. 8 kilometers of trail through woods means a lot of removal of sticks and trees that fall over the trails and just regular maintenance. We will be doing the regular monitoring of invasive species. Rob and Frida have done a really good job with taking care of the property in terms of managing invasives, so we'll stay on top of that. And it will be a great space for offering outings to the public, both led outings through our land stewards and through by the property owners.
I don't think we've talked about this yet in our many discussions about your land acquisitions, but how does the public access the available properties? Do they go to the website? Do they set up times? Do they make donations? How does that process work?
Well, I mean, we never say no to donations, but it's not necessary to make a donation to visit our properties. We have a listing of our properties on our website, and we have various levels of access. So a few of our properties, including this one coming up once it's officially open, they are wide open. So you can go to our website, you can look at the maps and find the access points and just go and visit and enjoy. There's signage at the access points that let you know a little bit of background, and they let you know what's allowed on the property, where the trail system is, how to find your way around, that sort of thing. We have some properties that we do request that you let us know if you're visiting, just so that we can keep track of who's on the land. And those are the properties that have less established trail systems, and we just want to make sure for everybody's safety that there's a record of you visiting. But those properties are also more than welcome to be visited. And then there's a few that don't have public access, and that's just for various safety or ecological reasons.
Give us some history of the property then, please.
Sure. So I mentioned that it was purchased by Robin Frieda in 2016. The man that they purchased from actually went on to move to Thailand and establish an elephant sanctuary in Thailand. But he still keeps in touch with Robin Frieda, and he's really excited that this has happened. The reason the land is called Wilhelmina Woods is because Wilhelmina was Rob's mother, and Rob's mother had a very strong passion for nature. It was really important for her to spend time outdoors, and she really instilled that value in Rob. And she actually just passed last year, and this is a way for Rob and Frieda to honor her memory.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.